you've got an event you want to discuss that's coming up next week. Is that right?
Yes, absolutely. Next Friday, we have a really fun event called Break for Breakfast. If it doesn't catch your attention already, this means a free breakfast for anyone and everyone who wants to drive through the McCook Christian parking lot. This is next Friday, April 24th from 7 to 9 a.m. This is an event that Nebraska Medicine and the Fred and Pamela Buffett Cancer Center have been doing in Lincoln and Omaha for roughly 10 years. And this year they've actually expanded with their partnership with Extension to 10 locations across the state. So another one near us is North Platte. So we have a lot of fun stuff, free breakfast. The whole purpose of this is to make cancer prevention easy, accessible, and engaging for all Nebraskans. We know not everyone is in Lincoln and Omaha, so how can we reach our rural folks who are down here, maybe not making the trip up to those urban areas? So we're going to have a fun grab-and-go breakfast. Fresh Foods has a breakfast burrito that we're going to be providing. The community hospital has donated some juice. Fresh Food has donated the water. And so we're just going to have a fun little morning on site there. With that, you're going to get a goodie bag with local cancer screening resources for community hospital with additional materials from the Fred and Pamela Buffett Cancer Center. So really, we want to push our local services. We want people to get screened because that early detection does save lives. So that's the whole purpose here.
Everybody, our listening audience, you, me, have had somebody in our lives affected by cancer in some way, haven't we?
Yes, absolutely. And it's one of those things, a lot of them are kind of hidden and you don't know until you do go get those testings and screenings done. I want to mention we have our local FFA officers from McCook coming to help. They're going to volunteer their time to hand out meals. So it'll be a fun way if you have a grandkid that's a part of that. Maybe your own kid. It'll be fun just to kind of swing by and see them doing some good in the community as well.
That's great. Mrs. Hoxwell has a great bunch of kids over at McCook Public School, so they'll be having a chance to get out. They'll get out of class. They get a chance to help out, huh?
Yes. It might be an early morning for some of them, but it'll be worth it.
You bet.
They'll get free breakfast.
Again, what day and time to be there again?
Yes, Friday, April 24th from 7 to 9 a.m. This is while supplies last. So if you do want that breakfast, you better show up a little bit earlier just to guarantee. We are planning for, you know, roughly 200. So I think we'll have a good turnout in this. 7 to 9 a.m. next Friday at the McCook Christian Church parking lot. You can enter kind of on that east side and drive towards the west through awesome. That awning. So, all yes.
Right. So, again, next Friday. Don't forget about that. It's going to be a great event. You bet. Absolutely. You've got some other things going on, too, don't you?
Yes, absolutely. I was here maybe a few months ago, maybe last month even, mm-hmm. talking about ServSafe, the food safety training. There is a new Nebraska state law requiring all food establishments, if you have a food license, you're a food truck, anything that you sell food, even concession stands, coffee shops, if you have a food license, you need a food manager course. And I have my last scheduled class coming up next Monday, April 20th, in Cambridge from 9 to 5. That does cost $150, but I am still taking registrations if you're needing that. You can call the office at 308-334-5666 to get registered.
Okay. And I'm sure you've got, as we're getting ready to end April, it's the halfway point of the month, May, June, and the summer months, a lot of other things that you're planning on having, aren't you?
Yes, absolutely. I know the 4-H educators in Red Willow and in Hitchcock County, where my main office is, they have a full summer camp schedule. There's going to mm-hmm. be a lot of fun. I know I'm helping with a babysitting clinic this summer. So we just have a lot of fun stuff that we'll be pushing through the summer.
Well, it's going back to what you talked about with the event next Friday. Thanks to Community Hospital for helping out and everything. Everybody kind of working together on this, aren't they?
Yes, absolutely. This is a community event. We really want to just show that with partnerships, we can go further together. A lot of us are working on the same thing, have similar missions. So by being able to work together, we can achieve a lot more and use all of our resources together.
Exactly,
so,
right.
Yes,
you betcha.
It's great.